There's different breath. There's the basic. Let me explain something. The basic Siddhanta Gaudiya Sampradaya is summarized perfectly in a verse by Srinath Chakravarti. Arajya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanyas Tadava Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Bir Sakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Avalam Pranam Prema Pamarta Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Nachatra Ardara. And that verse describes our Ishtadevata is Nanda Danda in Vrindavan, and our method of worship is
worship.
Follow the Gopis of Vrindavan. And the basis for mindfulness is the Bhagavatam. Vayogi, Pranayagi, Govigi, Virahagi, Brahmargi, this is the teaching. The Gopis' love is displayed in the Bhagavatam. That's it. The introduction of Gaur Sarup and Gauranga, literally Gauranga as a goal, is introduced later after the Goswami into the Sampradaya. So Gaudiya Sampradaya means become Krishna, the goal of Krishna consciousness is what? Krishna praying. Which includes, because we worship Radha Krishna Yuga, so Radha Govinda Yuga, Radha Manamahan Yuga, Radha Govinda Yuga. That is the goal. So some, over time, over the last 250 years, some different branches have introduced dual Ishtadevatas. But if you have Ishtadevata, you need mantras. And there's no mantras for worshipping Panchatattva in Hari Bhakti Las or Chaitanya Charitamrita or any Goswami Granth. So the mantras are supposed to be nitya. Supposed to have a transcendental origin in the Goloka. Kam Gayatri described in Madhya Chaitanya Charitamrita and Kam Gayatri and Gopal Mantra are both described in Hari Bhakti Vilas and Gopal Tami Vishwanashad and Brahma Samhita. These are ancient eternal mantras beginning with God. These are other. So when you say Gauranga is Ishtadevata, then you need a Param Gati. Because if you have a Devata, you need a mantra. There's no mantras given in authorized Goswami books to worship Panchatattva, Goswami, Rupasnatan, etc. So they added mantras. And everybody has a different one. IGM has different mantras for Gauranga and Nityananda, look at 10 different Nityananda Paramaras, all different mantras, way to Parama, different mantras. So I'll add later. So now the next question is, relax. Next question is, you have a mantra and you have an Ishtadevata, you need a Paramgati, you need a spiritual attainment. There's no spiritual planet anywhere described in Shastra where Gauranga Lila is going on. Show me. Gauranga Lila is eternally manifest in the material world. And this is described everywhere by the Goswamis. It's called Traveling Roadshow. It's Nitya, because every Lila of Bhagavad is Nitya, but Gauranga's Lila is Nitya in the material, on some earth planet in the material universe. There's no part of Goloka Vrindavan. We're in the middle of Goloka Vrindavan. There's Navadvipa in the middle and Gauranga. I've never seen this in any book by the Goswamis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was an advocate of the two Sarups. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an advocate, but you can't find support in that in the Goswami Granth.
There is no support.
No praman. Evidence. Mm-hmm. From Rupa Goswami, Sang Goswami, Jiva, Rupa, etc. Mm-hmm. Narottam Das, Vyavadi, Vijibhushan. Who else? Krishnadas Kaviraj, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Lodshan Das Thakur. So some Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they advocate that dual Leelas and dual attainments, one Siddhadeya Gaur Leela, one Siddhadeya and Krishna Leela.
Only in Krishna Leela.
I should listen to what I'm saying. Some Gaudiya Vaishnava Parivars and groups of Parivars emphasize two Sarups, not all. I know many Parivars and groups of Gaudiya Vaishnava emphasize one sroop in Goloka Vrindavan.
Okay, can you please give me which Parivar say dual and which Parivar say only one? Is there any proper list? Okay.
There's no list.
What?
But my Parivar, Dvaita Parivar, my branch of the Dvaita Parivar. There are many branches of Dvaita Parivar, many unlimited branches of Nityananda Parivar.
So what Advaita Parivar say, two dual swarup or only one? Only one. Nityananda Parivar say?
No, what, some branches two, some branches not one.
Nityananda Parivar say one or two?
The same as Dvaita Parivar. Dvaita Parivar, some say two, some say one.
So there is it means there is confusion in whole parampara. Why only in ISKCON? There is confusion in whole parampara. Both are confused.
It's not from Praj in Parivar.
Okay, yeah, in Parivar. Advaita Parivar also say two dual, some say one.
You're using word confusion. I would use word subjectivity. One thing you should learn early on in your spiritual life, transcendental reality is completely subjective. Look up the word subjective so you know what it means. It's not objective, it's subjective.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Do you have a phone?
Yeah, I have.
Look, search, Google search. Subjective.
I don't have internet.
What?
I don't have internet access.
She does. Subjective means your individual.
Vastu, subjective means vastugat and objective means.
Subjective means.
Vastugat. In Hindi, visaygat vastugat. Based on or influenced by personal feeling. Okay.
Subjective means you're the subject, that's what you think, that's your view. Mm-hmm. Objective means it's true everywhere. So the subjective reality, spiritual reality is subjective. It's solely individual also.
Spiritual reality is subjective?
Yes.
So whatever people may say, it is right. According to definition, it is based on or influenced by personal feeling. If it is subjective, then you say it is right. Others say it is right. If it is subjective, then...
What is the truth? Have you heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Abhe, Bheda, Bheda.
Achintya. Achintya. That's the most important word to understand. Achintya means I can't think.
Oh,
it's beyond my thinking.
Yeah,
inconceivable. One and different. Inconceivable, subjective and objective.
That is my point. The parampara of ISKCON is Achintya. If you say like this, then the parampara of ISKCON is Achintya.
What are you trying to achieve today? Please tell me.
I'm not here for any argument or anything.
Well, that's what you're doing. Slow down, Jack.
Thank you.
You should come here and try to find the truth to improve your life. You should come here to try to find the truth to improve your life. You should leave here with an increase of love and an increase of knowledge. That's what we're distributing here, love and knowledge.
Yeah.
Try to pick it up.
I am also longing for this thing only. Not knowledge, love, I am looking for love. So, my...
Yeah, come interview, everybody outside the wall is also looking for love.
So my, I have asked you three questions till now. First was Siddha Pranali.
Okay, good
and
night.
And it is not necessary.
Okay, later.
Second one, even if one gets Siddha Pranali and not increase low, it is not going to work. You have confirmed this. And third thing, the parampara about the parivar for ISKCON, of ISKCON. So you said Advaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, and at the point of Jagannath, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, it is mixed. So my question was, what they are teaching? You said that there is mantra and knowledge. So the job or the perfection of that mantra and knowledge is to get prema of Vaikuntha, Nikunja Seva, Nivritta Nikunja Seva, by becoming Manjari of Radharani, and second by becoming the Brahman boy in Navadip, eternal Navadip. And you, this is the first time that I come to understand that there is also two views within the Parivara, that there is only one, either only one, that is by Manjari Seva. So from this
Atev Kobi Bhavangikar.
Bariya Angikar, Ratri Dina Kore, Radha Krishna.
So where does it say Brahman Sroop there? Where does Lord Chaitanya say Brahman Sroop?
I am also, from now, I also have this question. Then where is no any Brahman Sroop? So it means the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not eternal.
It's eternal, Jack.
If it is eternal, we must have
Swarup
there.
Listen. Ye tam mam prapadyante tam sajaya 4th chapter, 11th verse. Yam, now 8th chapter, verse 6. So you're always cultivating Gauranga frame and anchoring to be serving Gauranga eternally. You'll get a siddhaya in Gauralila to serve Gauranga eternally.
And if someone simultaneously...
But this is not the teaching of the Six Goswamis. And it says in chapter 1, verse 36, Vayuvila, the Six Goswamis are the six gurus for the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Six gurus. And the six gurus are going somewhere. They don't talk about Nitya Gaurlila or Nitya Srubin Gaurlila. So where is the Praman for that?
Okay. No Praman. But in Atyayava Kari, Gobivap Kari Angikar, Ratri Dina Kari, Radha Krishna, Chintan Kari, Radha Krishna Rabhiya. There is also not confirm that you must take Siddha Swarup from Guru. There is not mentioned. And I have this Ramananda Rai Sambad. I have found everything here. I have read, and there is so many questions related to that. And I have analyzed every verse. There is no any verse in even Bhagavatam or in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it is said that you must take Siddha Pranali Siksha to attain the love of Godhead. That's why my first question was, is there any Shastric Praman that we must take Siddha Pranali? It is only...
What's the harm? Huh? What's the harm?
Yeah, my question is same. What is the harm if one not take Siddha Pranali? Where is the harm? Where is the harm if one not take
Siddha Pranali? Doesn't take.
Huh?
If
one doesn't take Siddha Pranali Diksha,
okay,
then where
good.
Is the harm?
Nice. Good.
Where is the harm?
No harm. Do it. Shan be happy.
No, I have trust on you. That's why your every word mean for me. Because this is the life.
What's that verse? 323, Yad-Yad-Charati, 321.
Yadis Acharite Sreshtet Tatat Eve Tarujana Shayat Pramanam Kurute Lokastat Anuvartam.
What does that mean?
Whatever the great personalities have done.
Let me explain what it means. It means Sadachar is Praman. Do you agree?
Yes.
320 means just listen. Mm-hmm. You're a good speaker, not a good listener. Sadachar is Praman, means the Sadachar, great Vaishnavas, is Praman. There's three forms of Praman. First is Shruti, then Sadachar. Sadachar is the weakest one, but it's also one Praman. Shruti, Shruti, and Sadachar. So what we see, you're saying, is not need to take Siddha Pranali, but we see the Sadachar, great saints, or the last 500 years, they all took Siddha Pranali from a guru. That becomes a Brahman. Do you agree? I'm asking a question, yes or no, do you agree?
No, I don't agree.
Why?
Because you just gave, at the initial, you gave example of Ayendra Prabhu. And I am speaking about...
No, that's a different thing. I'm trying to explain a point to you.
No, I don't agree with your point.
My point is Sadachara, yes, Vaishnava,
yes,
is Brahman. You're not agreeing with that.
I believe on Sadachara. Yes, Sadachara is.
Is Brahman.
Yes, Brahman.
Okay, now I'm showing you an example of behavior over the last 500 years of great saving people that also accepted Brahman. So that becomes Brahman, their behavior. Yes or no? I'm asking
so
yes
you,
or no.
I have also seen devotees who do not have taken Siddha
Stay on the point.
And get,
you're
get,
going off target. See, I'm trying to establish one point. Mm-hmm. Sadachara Vaishnava is Praman. You mm-hmm. agree?
Yes, I agree.
Now continue. Don't go with this, either dream, this, that.
You just gave that example, and I'm saying about Gaur Govinda Maharaj.
Wait, stay on the point. You're so scatterbrained, man. The behavior of saints is Praman, is evidence.
Yes.
Shruti, Smriti, Sadachara.
Yes.
Now saints for 500 years, beginning with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who gave Siddha Pranali to Srinivasa Acharya. Mm. For 500 years, saints have been giving Siddha Pranali to their shishya. Mm. So that's a praman. You, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
So
what's your question?
Now, my question is, let me give you one evidence. That
you have
Lord,
to give me
Lord,
comments,
Lord Siva, Lord Siva, Lord Siva drank poison.
Oh, now we're going to
drank
here.
Poison. This is the fact. Can anyone see here that I will go and follow Lord Shiva and drank poison? Is there anyone? Lord Shiva drank poison. This is Praman. This is he is Vaishnav. Can anyone say that yes, Lord Shiva have done this? I will also drink poison.
Okay, I don't want to take any more
So
questions.
My point is that it is not absolute that one must take Siddha Pranali. There is both...
Listen, my friend. Half hour ago, I agree with you. You can attain your Siddhaya by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, by a dream, or by guru in a dream.
No, I believe on mercy. If you give me mercy, if you pray for me, I will get. It is not... I have faith.
If so what's your, I'll give you one more question, then I'm going to change.
Vaishnava, like you give blessing, it is okay for me.
Okay, fine. Ashirvad de lo.
We are at Radha Kunda, it will come.
I give you one more question, yeah, one more question. There's many of you want to ask questions, so you've been talking for quite a while. So you can ask one more question today.
May I ask one more question?
Only one question.
No, I have actually there are the fundamental questions of mine. So you have clear that it is not necessary Siddha Pranali. Second, it must be low. Even if one gets Siddha Pranali, and if you one have no
prayer. Let me ask you one thing. If someone's offering a gift, why don't you take it?
Huh?
If someone is offering you a gift, why
yes,
don't you take it?
I have
it?
These questions. Thank you very much. You have asked this question. I am not taking because everyone is giving, and I am not taking because if I took, I cannot cry for that. Oh Radharani, please give me that soup. I cannot cry for me. Everyone have this, and I am not. If I get this, I will not cry. I will cry a little bit, but I don't have. I know there is, but I am not seeing. Please, oh Radharani, please. Like Utkal Vallari, like Sankalp Kalpatrum, like Bilak Kushmanji. I can cry. Please give me. I don't know who am I. I am Anath. Please, oh Radharani. Please, oh Gurudev, please give. I can cry more than that people who have taken this. Because I know they have. I know they have. But I don't have. That's why I can... I can cry better than those who have taken this. Mm. I can